First, I'd like to acknowledge CAT Incorporated for funding a specific cooperative agreement between CQRS and Clemson University, and this is making available the support in statistics that in our cooperation with Professor Center. I should explain that the motivation originally for looking at this is the concept that with the improvements and spread of precision agriculture practices in production of cotton, and also with some of the new harvesting regimes that we're looking at, I believe that in the future we'll see the uniformity of the cotton properties within a bale and within a field to improve. And so by looking at the distribution of fiber properties and some of the approach that we're taking is something that our co-author, colleague, Dr. Sui, had introduced this concept several years ago in New Orleans, is to look at essentially dissecting a bale and look at the statistical variation of fiber properties. I'll also acknowledge that HVI data was obtained both in New Orleans and at Cotton Incorporated. This particular data set came from Cotton Incorporated. We also have APHIS data on all of this, and we'll be reporting that subsequently. Basically, 12 bales that came from Texas and California, originally purchased by the AMS as candidates for calibration cottons, were used in this study. And what we did was to separate each bale into five layers, and then samples were taken from five zones from each of the layers, as you see below. And then five replicate measures were made on each sample. The design of the study is fully nested design with 12 bales times five layers times five zones times five replicates, equal to 1,500 observations per HVI property. The seven HVI properties included short fiber content, micronair upper half mean, strength, uniformity index, reflectance, and yellowness. Descriptive statistics for the HVI properties for the 12 bales, you can see that we had a nice range of micronair strength, length uniformity, short fiber content, and color. We'll be using the box and whisker design, and for those of you who might not be familiar with it, the spread of the boxes represent the range of data between the 25th and 75th percentiles. The lines or whiskers, which are above and below, represent the extent of the principal remaining data, and any asterisks represent outliers. So just taking a look now at visually at the distribution of the fiber of the properties within the 12 bales, looking at micronair, you'll see that in general the range of the micronair was pretty decent. The only strange looking bale was number 7, and we'll look at 7 again in detail. Now again, since we're looking at one bale, this represents 125 measurements in each of these boxes. Here's the range of strength, and again you see we have a nice separation of the strengths within the bale, but in general the strength measurements are fairly tight. Upper half mean length again is quite good. The uniformity index, with the exception of some outliers that we see in bale 12, the uniformity index behaves fairly well. RD, the reflectance, oddly enough, again we see that the reflectance box whisker for number 7 looks very much like the micronair did for number 7. Looking at plus B, the yellowness, again is pretty tight for all the bales, and quite a differentiation though. looking now, we take a special look because, one of our chief interests here was in the short fiber content measurement, which is not a measure currently reported by AMS, and one that we've had a lot of discussion relative to its relevance because it isn't directly measured. It's a computed value, and there's some remaining questions as to exactly what is the best way to measure short fiber, and certainly the implications of short fiber measurements towards processability. If you'll notice that the bales 7, 8, 9, and 11 that had the lowest short fiber contents also had the least variability. And as we went to larger short fiber contents, there appeared to be more variability, and certainly quite a bit, again, as we saw outliers in uniformity index for bale 12, we also see that with the short fiber. And of course, we know that uniformity, that short fiber essentially comes from uniformity. Now we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we're looking at essentially the entire data set. So now we're looking at box and whisker plots at each layer for each bale, so that in the instance of one of these distributions, we're looking at 25 measures. So we're looking at here, layer 4, all the zones. So we've got 5 zones in that layer, and 5 measurements in each zone. So you see that again, there is quite a bit more. There's more differentiation, more variability in some of the larger short fiber contents, but quite good distributions and tightness of distributions with the smaller short fiber contents. And this is looking at the distribution by layer on the top and by zone. So here we're looking at any one zone and then looking at the layers within those zones. Again, same result. Let's look at some summations of analyses. Here we're looking at the nested ANOVA results for bale, layer, zone, and error. And error essentially is the variance of the measurements themselves. And each measurement was essentially a measurement done with a single comb, replicated 5 times. From the mean square analysis data, the software computes the variance components. So looking at that, the largest component is for the bale, and that's to be expected because we selected the 12 bales so we'd have a range of lengths and a range of short fibers. The variance components within the layers and within the zones is quite tight, and the next largest variance is coming from the error or the reps of the measurements themselves. Let's now go back and look at the results from one of the bales. This is bale 7, and this is the one that was really fairly tight with short fiber. And again, we see that the sum of the squares of the errors and the means is quite a bit larger for the error component. And also, if you go down and look at the percent of the total of the variance components, that by and large, the largest component as far as the variability of the measurements is concerned is not really from the location of the samples within the bale, but really the measurement itself. Now we're looking at a similar analysis that was done for each of the 7 HVI properties, and we're looking at the variance components distribution. And again, pretty consistently, the largest component, of course, for each of the measures is from the bale. Very little contribution from zone or layer, except in the instance of Micronair and RD. But again, the principal variances that we see are from the measures themselves. Now we're looking at, again, a summation of variance components analysis for the short fiber for each of the bales. And this has been sorted from the lowest to the highest sum of the squares. And we include in here so that essentially the most uniform for short fiber was bale 7, the worst was bale 12, and here we're looking at some other variances relative to either layer or zone. There's some variances, but again, not a lot, and the biggest one here is in bale 12. Again, most of the variances, variability is coming from the repetition of the measurement itself. Here is a look at bale 7. This is quite a large magnification, but again, you can see the range of the short fiber measurements is actually, even though this is a, it looks big, it's they're pretty tight. They really are. As opposed to bale 12, which we saw had the highest variance, and you note that there was some inconsistency here. For instance, at zone in bale in layer 1, zone 3, there's an inconsistency, and again, layer 4 and layer 5, you see some inconsistencies, and these are the contributors to the high variances in bale 12. Variance components for Micronair, again, in bale 7, we had a very large layer problem there. In general, most of the other bales showed that the errors were due to the measurements themselves. And now we see, going from layer to layer in this bale, that the Micronair diminishes from around 4.3 to about 4. We actually had Cotton Incorporated rerun these samples. It was consistent. And looking at the uniformity, for all bales, 9 was the best, 12 were the worst. If you look at 12, you see some sources of non-uniformity here in layer 1 and in layer 5. Variance components for RD, quite a bit of difference there. And if we look at bale 7, where we had the problem with the Micronair, again, you'll see the RD tracks it. So it appears that within this bale we had two different cottons, and this is the only one that we saw anything like this. But it's an interesting phenomenon, and the fact that RD and Micronair were the two that tracked each other. Looking at just the variations for the HVI measurements from all 12 bales, we notice that the CV of all the measurements plus B is a little bit high. Strength is around 3.4. Short fiber content is around 6. But at least this puts the context of the short fiber variability relative to the other measures. And this is the relative ranking of the variability of the measures. I'm running out of time, but I can actually do a Spearman rank correlation, and you'll see that. Now, I'm looking at correlations not between the measurements, but between the variabilities. And you notice that there's a high correlation between short fiber content and upper half mean, also between short fiber content and uniformity, and between RD and plus B. And we got information from AMS relative to accepted tolerances. And from our data, we calculated tolerances of our measurements relative to the AMS accepted. And if you look, the middle column is the accepted tolerances for reproducibility. And on the right is our calculated. And so within this experiment, we were actually within tolerance of all the AMS measurements. And wrapping up, we can say that the variance of all the measurements including the study were with intolerances, that all HVI measurements discriminate among bales, bale variance components greater than 90% are much larger than the experimental error. For the group of the 12 bales, experimental error is a larger component of the variance than either the layer or the zones for all seven properties. And within an individual bale, the layer of the zone component may exceed the error, but in general not. Some individual bales show significant differences between layer or zones for some of the measurements. There's no systematic variation between layer and zone. A single measurement of any property can be outlying. The location of a bale from which a sample is taken can affect the value, but not in a predictable way. And bales which are more variable with respect to short fiber content are also more variable with respect to upper half mean and uniformity. And if additional measurements could be taken, our conclusion here is it's better to take more replicate measures of the same sample rather than taking more individual samples with fewer reps from different positions. Thank you.
Time for one quick question, possibly?
Yes. That's about what they can do right now. And but again, I'm hoping to develop sort of a database and a baseline of the variability of the U.S. crop now so that we'll have some comparison for the future. Thank you.